Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ask us your most baffling eBay question.
Baffle us.
Yeah, baffle us into a stupor. 888-723-4630.
Baffle us. So here's the deal. I'm going to be giving away a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast Shipping Supplies sometime in the next half hour. And the trivia question is going to be basically something that Griff and I will be talking about in the next few minutes. And you don't know what it is, so you got to be listening carefully, right?
Yeah.
Griff.
What?
Got an item number for you.
Oh, dear.
Because this is my favorite of all times.
Tell
me really? When you're ready.
Well, I'm ready.
1824.
Mm-hmm.
7391.
7391.
4593.
1824,
7391, 4593.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. Sure. Paul McCartney, limited edition, SM58 microphone, and it has the serial number on it, and it's a buy it now for $350. This is my favorite microphone of all time.
Why?
This microphone has first of all, you see it up on stage after stage after stage. Some of your favorite artists use SM58s, and they're very inexpensive microphones. They sell for about $99 normally. This one, of course, is... You know, got
it's a special edition.
It's a special edition, exactly. It's got a certain. It's good for when you're in crowd spaces and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of noise around you. Plus, it has a very warm sound to it. We love them, and they take a big beating. They're just so good. So this is a Shure SM58. It's a special edition. Paul McCartney's picture is on it.
Yeah.
And limited edition, I think there are only 300 of them that were made. And this one's for $350. Buy it now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I remember having one of these. I may still have one tucked away somewhere. I got to check. Because I bought one of these when I was in my solo piano singer-songwriter days. Didn't go very far. But I'll go check it out. But it doesn't have Paul's picture on it. He says, the Shure SM58 has carried my voice to millions over many years, and it still carries millions of voices to audiences every day. And I don't know who that accent is, but...
It was very good.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
you know,
it was.
You just say that because
I don't. Oh. I do not brown nose. I tell you the truth. You know
Dana
that.
Carvey does a great Paul McCartney.
So, Led Zeppelin, Bruce Springsteen, Run DMC all use SM58s, many, many more.
Hey, mama.
Almost all artists use them. So anyway, just wanted to give everybody a little lesson there. Shure, the name of the microphone is Shure. The company is Shure. SM58 is the microphone that's special. And like I said, they're about $99. I mean, you can have one of these in your home.
And at that price, you can afford to drop it.
Yes.
Peace out.
As people are doing now.
Yeah, drop the mic. I mean, come on. This is so old.
This is kind of cute. There was a young British couple, newlyweds.
Yeah.
Jen and Matt Stott. They earned back 70% of the cost of their wedding extras by selling everything from the bride's wedding dress to the table decorations on eBay.
That's smart.
So they had the wedding, and then they kept all of the people who came to the wedding and everything kept track of everything she was selling. It was a lot of fun. One of the first items listed was Jen's 1,200-pound dress, which went for 900 pounds.
What?
Pounds. Went for 900 pounds.
It didn't weigh that much.
No, UK.
That's the currency.
It was listed.
Wow, a dress that weighs 1,000 pounds.
She even
You'd
made,
have to crawl down the aisle.
She even made a 20% profit on her Vivienne Westwood Melissa shoes, which she bought new on sale at Selfridges.
Yeah.
For 70 pounds. They went for 84 on eBay. The couple also sold the groom's and best man suits, a vintage China tea set, and jam jar vases.
We should do that when Howie and I get married. We should do that.
Yes, you should do that. It's a great idea, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it can raise money.
Yes. What are you wearing?
Right now, jeans.
No, for your wedding.
oh, I don't know how he's doing all the planning. It's like,
of course he is.
You know, it's Julie, the cruise director. I just show up at my age and say, oh, is this what I'm supposed to wear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I go where I'm told and I say what I'm told to say and I just do what I'm, you know.
And you're a good
boy. I figured
it
out. Right.
Somebody else who always does what she's told is Lorianne in San Jose, known as CLB Collectibles.
I don't believe that.
Hey, Lorianne, what's your question or comment?
Hi. I don't always do what I'm told. That's why I'm always in the doghouse. It's crazy. Well, actually, listening to the last two callers or the last two people that were on, I kind of had two cool little tips, I guess you could say, or definitely would help people, and I wish I would have done both of them sooner. So the first thing was about the packing materials. I get some stuff, some peanuts from a guy here in San Jose. He works at a computer part company, and everything that they get is in bubble wrap and peanuts and the little static bags, and I post on Nextdoor. It's like an app for the neighborhood. So all the people from, like, here to, like, my house to, like, 5 miles away, they all get my message. And I will post that I need boxes, like, clean boxes and any packing material. And people shop online constantly. So they're so happy to get rid of all their boxes that they have at their house. And they message me immediately and say, come get the boxes, come get the peanuts, come get the packing pillows. And I never, ever pay for packing material ever.
That's cool.
So, smart lady.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Yes. I mean, I went to, actually one time I was in a pinch and I had to go to my storage facility and get bubble wrap because I had a fragile item, and I got, you know, a standard normal size thing of bubble wrap, cost me
$20. Oh.
$20.
Yeah, that's a lot of
money.
Well, that's very smart.
And yeah. So my tip, Nick, if you can get the Nextdoor app, and it'll go right here. And so the people are close, too. They're, like, in your neighborhood. So it's, yeah, definitely a very valuable tip.
I love
there.
That.
And
again, can you name the app again? Because I don't think a lot of people are familiar with it. It's a great app.
It is a great app. It's called Nextdoor, all one word. And the app, you will see, it's like a little green. It's green with a little house. That's what it looks like.
Okay, we'll be looking into that. That's important.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. Like, people post, like, lost dogs and, you know, people sell stuff on there. It's pretty neat. So, and it's all right in your little neighborhood.
Nextdoor.
So, pretty awesome.
Nextdoor app. Got
it's
it.
An app, yeah.
Okay, Lorianne.
And then.
You said you had another one for
us? Yeah, I did. Well, right now I'm buried in receipts that were in a shoebox. And, so I think in June of last June, I got my label printer, my Dymo 4XL label writer, which is amazing. And up until then, I had been going to the post office. And what's her name? Bev was saying, you know, to print your labels at home, you'll save money. That is definitely true, totally true. And it's saving me tons of money because everything that I took to the post office, I wasn't getting the discount. So that wasn't very smart of me, but and then every time I got a receipt, I have two huge stacks of receipts on my bed right now, and they're monsters from the post office. And I just recently, for my New Year's resolution, got the GoDaddy bookkeeping, which you guys always say is awesome, and it is awesome. It is like the best thing in the world, because all those receipts that are stacked on my bed right now are automatically in GoDaddy. And I don't have any receipts.
Isn't that cool?
Oh my God. I don't know how I did it before. I don't know.
Well, Lorianne, those were great tips. Thank you so much. We're always asking you guys to call in with tips. And I think people are shy or something. And look what you did. You gave us two wonderful tips today. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you, Lorianne.
Of course. I love you guys.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Some great tips there. Jeff from Spokane, Washington, known on eBay as New Auto Part. Hey, Jeff, what is your question or comment?
I think I have the secret word.
Okay. What is it?
Hopefully I can say it correctly. It's codes, NIGS. C-O-A-G-S.
I believe that's correct.
That's it.
It's got a hyphen, but yes,
let's.
What does it mean?
It's an expression of surprise from the Elizabethan era.
Ah, from the Elizabethan era.
That's what Google said.
Well, you know what you just did, you smart ducky. You just won.
So what does he do, Griffala?
Well, all you have to do is just send me an email at griff@ebay.com with your physical shipping address, not a post office box, and I will send your prize out right away. By the way, it is a wireless mouse.
Perfect. I need one. I broke it yesterday.
Oh, well, my. Okay.
See, necessity is the mother of inventions. He called in with the answer.
So, Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Congrats for winning. And if you'd like to find Griff's newsletter with the secret word,
it's
really simple.
Where
go
is
to
it?
ebayradio.com.
Yeah.
Click on the second discussion post thread. It has the word newsletter in the title. There you'll find today's newsletter, complete with today's secret word, and you'll also find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe and receive it twice a week right in your very own inbox. So, see? Somebody won. Eddie, Charlotte, Michigan.
Hello?
Find what you want and more is his name on eBay. Eddie, what's your question or comment?
Yeah, I was calling to see, what do you guys think about advertising your eBay store on, like, Instagram and Facebook and all that kind of stuff?
We'll answer that question with what we think in a moment. So just, Eddie, stay on the line. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, our lines are open. 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 401.
Promoted listings don't cost you a penny unless you actually make a sale. Teresa Cox is known on eBay as top-rated seller Club Red 97. She says it's easy and can boost your sales.
Fast and easy to set up. You get more visibility on your listings, and we all know that more eyes on a listing equals greater sales. And the biggest thing is there's no risk. You only pay if it sells. I've sold 113 items because of promoted listings and made about $2,800 in sales and paid $180 in fees. So it cost me about overall average of 6%. I'll take an extra 113 sales for 6%.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-888-3030.
888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us now. You know you want to. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And before we go back to Eddie to answer his question, I'm going to give the trivia question out really fast. Griffin Lee talked about an item a few minutes ago. It's listed on eBay, and it has Paul McCartney's picture on it. What was it? Now back to Eddie.
Eddie. You know, for somebody like me whose short-term memory is going, this could be really a toughie.
So Eddie was asking what we thought about putting marketing your listings on places like Twitter and, you know, Facebook and stuff. Wasn't that your question, Eddie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, Griff?
So I'm of two minds on this. I don't think there's anything, there's not really any downside to inexpensive or free advertising for your business. And, you know, Facebook ads are relatively inexpensive. I've never advertised on Instagram. I assume you just mean putting up, you know, your store. I think anyone can benefit from some exposure. But I like to think of things a little bit more targeted. One of the cool things about not just your eBay store, but an item, is that if you're advertising a fixed-priced item using something like, for example, Facebook ads, you can put in, you know, tag words. People get – it'll show up in a lot of people's feeds based on what you pay. And, it's a thing between you and Facebook. But what you want to do is you want to get people's attention so that you can then get them maybe to buy more from you. And an eBay store, unless it's really specific about what you're selling, may not be the best option. Now, we hear this a lot. People say, why isn't eBay advertising eBay stores? Why don't they push – why don't they show up so more prominently in Google search, for example? Well, that's up to Google. But the hard reality is that an eBay store, and believe me, there's a lot of benefits to an eBay store. It's well worth the price of subscription if you're doing even a minimal volume, like say 100 items a month. The benefits of the store are great, but one of the things that we know is that people don't search for eBay stores. They search for products. That's why they come to a marketplace. They search for products. So getting your product out in front is more important than getting your store filled with products out in front. It's going to get you more targeted interest and more productive potential customers.
Okay.
So, if it's free, go ahead. Well, it can't hurt.
Right.
Well, if it's free, the only thing that can hurt it if it's free is if you do it too much. If you stick, you know, remember, Griff, a couple of years ago, I was getting, every time this one gal listed something on eBay, I got a copy of her listing.
Oh, yes.
In Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that all about? You know, that bothered me, Eddie. Yeah. See? So as long
right.
as...
Okay.
As long as you're not bothering people and you use the free stuff, any way to market your business is a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm more kind of focused on branding my eBay store to try to make it a little bit different than everybody else's. So I do have a eBay subscription. I have the middle store.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hearing a lot of talk about if you have too many clicks without a sell, it affects your views or it affects your sales, I guess.
No, let me disabuse you of that notion. What you're doing is people are playing telephone with a simple one component of what is called best match. And if you have a fixed price listing and it's multiple quantity and you've got a lot of looks, but very few sales, then, your listing appears on a search page, which is called, an impression, but no one clicking through, that can over time, lower your ranking, all of the things being equal in a search. In best match, but it does not, this does not decrease your sales. This is, This is, I'm telling people, I just got an email today, by the way, that with some wild claim about someone saying, Cassini, once again, I hate when people call it that. It's just the search. Only searches for the first four letters of the first word in a title. And somebody actually sent this to me an email and said, so should I change all my listings? No!
Well, listen, Eddie,
so, yeah,
I hope we've helped you today. And you know, Griff, we need to have somebody on to talk about these things, have a guest on to talk about that very issue. Meanwhile, Keith from Springfield, Ohio, known as Stained Glass Karen. Mm-hmm. Hey, Keith, what's your question or comment?
Well, I have an answer for the trivia question.
And what is it?
It's SM58 microphone.
You got it.
What a toughie that
Lee's
was.
Lee's favorite microphone. So, Keith, do me a favor. Send an email to contest@voicemarketing.com. Contest@voicemarketing.com. And I'm happy to get you out that $25 gift certificate. It will be in your email, okay?
Well, thanks. And I'm so excited because I just started selling full-time on eBay with my wife at the beginning of the month.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations indeed.
Now Stained Glass Karen has a partner and we're both full-time, so we're having a blast. Thank you very much.
I am excited. What were you doing before, Keith?
I was working with memory care residents at a nursing home facility.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you as an eBay seller.
He's going to do good, I can just tell. This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, our third hour of eBay Radio.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit, Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.